app. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Philadelphia Eagles are leading the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. The score, 24-0 at the start of the third. Security at the Super Bowl in New Orleans is extremely tight, but even more so with President Trump attending the game. CBS's Katie Weiss has details.
A SEER 1 rating for this event. It's the highest threat level rating that an event can receive from the federal government. And we know that that kind of a rating is also going to be assigned to Mardi Gras, which is a 2-month-long event here in New Orleans that will continue long after the Super Bowl is over.
SEER stands for Special Event Assessment Rating. The price of a Super Bowl ad, well, it's a lot, as per usual. CBS's Matt Piper has the numbers.
Advertisers are shelling out close to $8 million on average for a 30-second spot. That's $1 million more than last year. About 51 minutes of advertising has been sold for the approximately 3 to 4 hour broadcast this year, making the total amount of ad sales somewhere in the hundreds of millions. More than 120 million people are expected to be watching.
While en route to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, the president spoke to reporters on Air Force One about several issues, including trade tariffs.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum, sir?
Aluminum, too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25%
for aluminum? 25%
for both. CBS's Willie James Inman, traveling with the president, says cutting the federal workforce and the agencies they work for was also discussed.
With the help of billionaire Elon Musk, Trump is putting multiple departments and agencies under the cost-cutting microscope. The president spoke about the initiatives, several of which are being challenged in court.
We're talking about fraud, waste, abuse, and when a president can't look for fraud and waste and abuse, we don't have a country anymore.
So far, more than 65,000 federal workers have taken the Trump administration's proposed buyout, according to the U.S. Office of Personnel Management.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd tells Face the Nation cuts to the nation's intelligence workforce is a matter of concern.
We don't have all hands on deck in a very dynamic threat environment. And longer term, I am concerned what this will do for recruitment to the federal government and redundancy. It takes years to train and equip a spy.
Vinograd served as an undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security. It has been a quiet winter weekend at the box office. DreamWorks Animation's Dogman has repeated as the top movie in the theaters.
Dogman!
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and a sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a classic rock feel band. They're called After August. This is their song, Fields of Fire. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Change between black and the blues.
crowd is heating up tonight. Somebody's spoiling for a fight. Yeah, we've suffered injustice before.
solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is After August. A double dip of them. That was In Solitude. Fields of Fire before that. You can see After August perform live at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Sunday, February 6th. They're playing with Miami and Golden Joining. That show is February 16th at the Red Rooster. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. My name is Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Really appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. You can throw us a text right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Or just text us through the Civic Media app. If you got a band that I need to check out that I haven't already played on air tonight, would love to hear about that. You can also send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Just around the corner, we got Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band out of Chicago. He's going to come on, tell us about the upcoming tour for the Steepwater Band and the new album that's in the works. He'll have details about that. That's coming up after 9:30 tonight. Plus, Rob Roberts has After Hours at 10. Next week here on Max Inc., we got Rocker and Alice coming in studio. We're going to have a chat with Rocker, get an update. It'll be nice to have him on the air and see how well he's doing on his recovery. A new Madison artist, Yanni, will join us in studio next week as well. And I just booked this today. Kaylin Cole with Lexi Liu. They're back to Wisconsin from Nashville. They're going to join us next week on the air. Kaylin Cole has a brand new track she's going to drop for us. And Kaylin and Lexi might play some music live in studio for us. So stick around for that. This is next week. Plus, next week, I have a big concert announcement they're going to drop on you. You don't want to miss next week's show, guys. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. On the way this hour, I got music from The Blisser. We'll do some Marston and Distant Cousins in the distant future. Right now, these guys were nominated for Best Rock Artist by Whammy a couple years ago. Here's Iftikhar out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Soft Glow. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex.
Patsy, come get some. A soft blow.
Inside the lines, you see, inside the lines you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I'll close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Thank you. together. Oh, na 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 na. Hey, let's sleep together.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
School boy in me never leaves, and it's treating me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Last Crack from the 2019 Uprising album. That was Icicle. No shows on the books for Last Crack. I keep checking their socials, hoping an event would pop up. They haven't played a show that I know of anyway since, I think, 2019. It was before COVID. I'm pretty sure. I think it was in support of the new album, The Uprising. So we'll have to ask the gods for some essential Last Crack. We need it. Right, Madison? We're going to have Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band on the show in just a couple of minutes. The Steepwater Band, an awesome band out of Chicago. They got some new music that's in the oven cooking right now. We'll talk to Jeff about it all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. on Civic Media, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Hotel K Pet Sitting. Hey, that's my business. House sitting, dog walks, cat sitting visits, we do it all. Reserve your next pet sitter right now at freebellyrubs.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K. from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Featuring the flavor that kills. With special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Steepwater Band and their song Shift. And on the phone with me right now is Mr. Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band. Jeff, good evening. Happy Saturday to you and welcome to Max Inc.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. You're becoming longtime friends of the Max Inc. radio show, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Right on. Yeah, we right appreciate on. It.
Hey, man, we just played the song Shift. That's from your latest album that came out, earlier in 24 or 20, late 23 or something like that. Tell us about that song.
Just on the tail end of COVID that came out. Yeah. Shift. That's one of my favorite tunes on that record. And it's usually a regular staple in our live set too. So that's a good one. It's a rocker.
It is a rocker. You know, Jeff, I always find band names and how they are picked rather interesting. I love the stories behind them. I saw a little nugget while I was doing my homework tonight that the band name, Steepwater Band, was actually taken from a cargo ship that you saw in Lake Michigan.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that story.
We were thinking about band names, and we had been going back and forth. Me and a friend of mine, we were driving over the Bishop Ford Expressway from Indiana to Chicago. And when you look over, there's all those cargo vessels there, and it said, "Warning, Steepwater." And we were kind of half out of it. It was early in the morning. He's like, "How about Steepwater Band?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds pretty cool." And as soon as I told the rest of the, rest of the guys in the band, they're like, "That's perfect." And when we thought Steepwater, I was thinking high water, like danger, high water. But Steepwater is actually that really dirty water. Like if you steep vegetables or you steep something, the water that comes out after the fact.
Right.
So it represents like a really dirty water. Yeah. So I kind of thought, well, we kind of have a dirty rock and roll sound and steep water. It's very fitting. So everybody liked it. And that's been the name ever since.
I like it. Was there any names that obviously got the axe and that was a close second up?
Maybe Dreamwater.
So something with water.
We were on a water theme for whatever reason. Yeah. And there might have been, I don't remember. But and then any other picks were so like we were so not into them that I don't even remember what they would have been.
Now, you guys are in the studio working on some new music for 2025. And as a fan of the Steepwater Band, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. What are you guys working on? And do you have just a guess of when we might be able to get a taste?
Well, I mean, we're hoping that we'll have a full-length album later in the year. But we're talking about maybe releasing some singles and some videos on the way out to the end of the year. So I'm hoping, what is it now? It's February. I'm hoping, by April you might have a little glimpse of what's going on. But yeah, we've been tracking songs and we got four songs just about done. We're going to go in and do a whole other batch of songs in Chicago here. So it's coming along real good. I'm excited to get these songs done and get them in our live set too.
Nice. Where do you guys record down in Chicago?
Well, every album's been different. The last Turn of the Wheel and Return of the Wheel was recorded in Miller Beach, Indiana. Our drummer's brother, Jim Winter's home studio. We did the last two there, which we love. He's got a great setup. This time we're recording in Chicago down in Bronzeville in an old house that my buddy lives in. He's got this killer studio in the basement.
Nice.
And we went over there just for fun to see how it would go, and it's going great. So now it's not just for fun. We're actually looking to release the material, We just went there to see how it was, and we love it, so it's coming out great.
Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band is on with us here on Max Inc. Jeff, talk about the work as far as the writing and matching the lyrics with riffs. What's that process like for you guys?
Well, there's a couple different processes. Like sometimes a whole song and the lyrics and the title and everything will just kind of come at once, usually on like an acoustic guitar sitting on my couch, and then I'll show it to the guys and they'll throw their parts on it. That's usually how we do it. I don't usually come in and say, "Now you play this and you play that," because it's more of a band vibe where everybody comes up with their own parts. And then the other way that songs happen is you know, Eric, our other guitar player, writes a lot. So he'll give me a piece of music, or he'll bring, or we'll jam on some of his riffs. And then it's up to me to always put the lyrics and the melody on it. So it could come from the band jamming, or from me bringing in, or any one of us bringing in ideas. And we just, we always finish them together, you know.
Do you guys get together a lot for like, you know, writing together, or is most of the writing done solo and then bring what you have to the group to work out the pieces?
It's a little bit of both. We get together in spurts. I mean, we're always together because we play a lot of gigs.
Right.
So we get together in spurts when we can, when we know we're going to record, and we kind of put the pressure on ourselves. So we've always got ideas that, from sound checks and, you know, that. But when it gets time to actually get down to recording, that's when we really focus and we start getting in a room together and trading ideas, and then it all comes together. We work well under, I guess, a little bit of fun pressure, you know, knowing like, all right, we're recording, let's go, you know.
Right, right. Jeff, you guys are touring up, gearing up for a big tour. Other than your favorite stop here in Madison, which I know it's your favorite, what other cities are you excited to see on tour? I know you're going to Philly, you're going to Dubuque, I believe. Of course, a couple of shows in Chicago.
Well, I always love playing hometown show in Chicago. You know, Martyrs is a great place. We're getting ready to go out. Well, towards the end of March, we're doing probably 3 weeks out east.
Right.
And we've been spending a lot of time out east lately. So I really, you know, really enjoying New York. I like going to Maine. I think we're going to like Delaware on this next run, which I don't think we've ever been. Massachusetts, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, we like playing everywhere, you know, but I've really been enjoying the East and realizing that, you know, there's a lot of music lovers out that way. So looking forward to that run coming up.
Plus you get to go to cool cities like New York or Philly. Grab yourself a Philly cheesesteak, Jeff.
Yeah, Philly. We're playing Philly. Of course.
For sure. Of course, the show in Madison, I believe, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's the second show on the tour. Here in Madison at the Red Rooster on Seaford Road, Saturday, February 15th. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you here back in Madison, Jeff.
Yeah, I like the Red Rooster. We've played there, I think, once before, and that's a great little spot. So
it really is. It's they do a great job focusing not only on the local music scene, but they bring great bands like you guys across. Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the upcoming new album. I can't wait to hear the music, and look forward to seeing you at the Red Rooster on Saturday, February 15th.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we're gonna play the song Found. And tell me about the song as we go into it here.
Found. I mean, that's another one of my favorites. For maybe some of you guitar players know what I'm talking about, but that was an instrumental song that I had laying around. It was in a weird guitar tuning, and I recorded it as a demo, you know, it's almost like this instrumental piece. And for some reason I tuned the guitar back to regular tuning and played it that way, even though I wrote it in an odd tuning, and then all the lyrics and melody kind of came out like that. So it's funny how that happens sometimes. It was supposed to be like an instrumental piece, like a Jimmy Page type, you know, like a, I don't know, like a Black Mountainside or something. But then when I put it in regular tuning, it totally changed the vibe and put some vocals on it, and there you go.
Black Mountainside. I go back and listen to that Zeppelin song now. But first, we're going to hear Found. This is the Steep Water Band. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local.
Saw phantom in the road.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the Steepwater Band, and Found. Thanks to Jeff Massey and the Steepwater Band for calling in tonight. Really appreciate you. Get more information about them on the socials and see them at the Red Rooster next week. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. Rob Roberts, he is in the chair next with Max Inc. After Hours. I'm going to do some radio for pets in just a moment. Right now, it's Marsden and Running in the Dark. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No direction. in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the wind.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Eagles are leading the Chiefs at the Super Bowl 40-6 in the fourth. Philadelphia fans consider this a holiday even before the game began.
It may not be Christmas or Thanksgiving, but, you know, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, it's a holiday.
My father-in-law's birthday and the Super Bowl. We're having a party for both.
That's what I'm talking about. What are you picking up?
Italian rum cake.
Of course. What's going on?
Cannoli tray. The best. They have the best cannolis here, so I'm super excited.
So, yeah, Philly does the Super Bowl right. Wear green, eat wings, drink beer, and, of course, eat cannolis. Sharad A. Howard for CBS News, Philadelphia. Hey.
Chiefs fans in Kansas City were hopeful before kickoff.
This city gets so just alive every time the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl, and yeah, this never gets old, that's for sure.
President Trump, en route to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, told reporters more trade tariffs are coming. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
Trump says he'll